You're listening to the October 2019 letter for the Wanderlust Catholic. Buongiorno. This is good day in Italian. Blessed Pier Giorgio has been a favorite friend of mine ever since I was introduced to his lively spirit. I was so excited to be able to travel to his hometown this month and learn more about this generous man. I began this pilgrimage in Turin, Italy, where Pier Giorgio Michelangelo Frassati was born in 1901. We visited Our Lady of Grace Parish, where Frassati was baptized, confirmed, and received daily communion, a rarity in his time. My favorite part of this church was a mosaic featuring St. John Bosco and Blessed Frassati, both Turin natives who are remembered for their service to the city's poor. Just across the street, I saw the exterior of the former family home where Pier Giorgio lived. He could see the church bell tower from his bedroom. We spent time visiting the Royal Turin Polytechnic University, where Frassati studied mining engineering until his death at age 24. Frassati had joined the St. Vincent de Paul Society and was dedicating much of his time to serving the sick and needy, and he intended to serve Christ among miners after his graduation. We toured the convent and church of St. Dominic, where Pier Giorgio took his vows as a lay Dominican, and then attended Mass at the sanctuary of Our Lady of Consolation, where Frassati spent much time in prayer. The next day, we headed into the mountains near Turin to see the natural beauty that had captivated Blessed Frassati. Spending time hiking in Gran Paradiso National Park allowed me to wonder at the creation of God, and I could see why Frassati enjoyed gathering friends for hiking and skiing adventures. After a long day, I was happy to relax with a bicerin, a popular Turin drink made of layers of coffee, chocolate, and milk. Our group next visited Pallone, Italy, a town about 40 miles northeast of Turin, where the Frassatis had a summer home. Here we were able to go inside the family home, built in 1875 by Pier Giorgio's grandfather. We held Mass for our small group in Frassati's bedroom, where his long wooden skis stand in the corner, and his agricultural diploma is displayed on the mantel. We walked up the narrow road into Pallone, called Via Pier Giorgio Frassati. As we worked our way uphill, I pondered Frassati's message, verso l'alto, to the heights. I've learned about how completely Frassati gave to those who had least, while he also studied hard and enjoyed nature with friends. This is truly a man to imitate. In him, Bona Teresa.